Welcome back to Through the Word. I'm your host, Peyton Jones, and today we'll be in Joshua 13. The chapter starts out in verse 1 with a verbal gut punch to Joshua. You're old. No, wait, scratch that. God tells him, you're very old, and there's still a lot of land to take. So in verses 2 through 3, God lists out all of the land that still has yet to be taken by the Israelites. Verse 2 reads, this is the land that remains, all the regions of the Philistines and the Geshurites, from the Shihor River on the east side of Egypt to the territory of Ekron to the south. All of it counted as Canaanite, though held by the five Philistine rulers in Gaza, Ashdod, Ashkelon, Gath, and Ekron. The territory of the Avites on the south, all the land of the Canaanites from Arah of the Sidonians as far as the Aphek, and the border of the Amorites, the area of Byblos, and all of Lebanon to the east from Baal-Galad down to Mount Hermon to Lebo Hamath. The problem was that Joshua, not being a spring chicken any longer, was getting too old for this sort of work. Instead of repeating the processes that he went through with Moses, having him appoint a successor to himself, God says, don't worry, I myself will defeat the remaining enemies and drive them out. In verse 6 we read, as for all the inhabitants of the mountain regions from Lebanon to Misrephoth-Maim, that is all the Sidonians, I myself will drive them out before the Israelites. Be sure to allocate this land to Israel for an inheritance as I have instructed you, and divide it to them as an inheritance among the 9 tribes and the half of the tribe of Manasseh. Now, there was a spiritual reason for Joshua not appointing his successor, although it's only understood through hindsight. Funny thing about hindsight, you only realize what's going on after the fact, after it happens. Professor X from the X-Men once asked a mutant, what's your superpower? The mutant says, hindsight. Professor X says, that's never been of any use to the X-Men. And the mutant answers, I can see that now. But in hindsight, we see that Joshua isn't allowed to produce a successor because Moses represented the law. And the law, if you remember, couldn't bring us into the promised land according to the Apostle Paul. In fact, the law couldn't deliver any of the promises of God because they were given to sinners like us. And they're just too hard to keep perfectly for a pack of sinners like you and me. That's where Joshua comes in. And Joshua, if you remember, according to the book of Hebrews, represents Jesus who brings us into the promised land. Paul contrasts Joshua with the law or Moses. After all, it's the same name, if you remember. Jesus is the Greek form of the Hebrew name Joshua, pronounced Yeshua. Joshua or Jesus is the only one who could deliver us into the promises of God. And by the way, that's what the promised land represents. Have you ever wondered why the land was such a big deal to the Jewish people anyways? Well, they were nomads when God first made the promise with the Hebrew, Abram, not yet even called Abraham. Then he reminded them of the promise when they were slaves in Egypt and had nothing, not even their freedom. Entering the land was the fulfillment of God's promises way back to Abram. But in the New Testament, it's not the land that God wants us to enter into. It's really into a relationship or a covenant with Him. You see, the land is symbolic of all the things that the land brings. An identity, a relationship, a place for us, which really is heaven. You see, it was never about the land. It was about entering into the promises of God. That, by the way, is what our relationship with Him is entirely based upon. At the cross, Yeshua, Jesus, Joshua, fulfilled the demands of the law and earned the promises and blessings of God for us, and no one could be a successor to Jesus in that role. His work was finished on the cross, which is why his final words were, "It is finished. It is paid in full." That said, you and I have received all the promises of God, but there is still a battle to fight. You see, once the Israelites entered into the land, they had to fight for any ground taken. In the olden days, preachers used to speak about the promised land as if it were heaven, but it's not. You see, There were still battles to fight once Joshua delivered them into the promised land, and there will still be battles to fight for me and for you. And the promised land can't fully ever represent heaven, because in heaven, the war is won and the battles are over. The good fight has already been fought. But in Joshua, nothing could be further than the truth. The remainder of the chapter, from verse 8 to verse 33, is all about the land that is left to be taken, and God maps it out. You still have battles to fight. You still have land to be taken in your own life, territory that God still wants to put a flag on and say, "This is mine," change of ownership. But it's time for you to fight that fight. There's probably a lot of unclaimed ground in your life, just like mine. Perhaps areas of your walk where God hasn't quite started reigning and ruling. Perhaps an area of trust. I know for me it's always my attitude and sometimes, unfortunately, my temper. I can be a sourpuss sometimes, a grumpy old man, and have attitudes that just don't fit a minister at all. There are still strongholds and areas in my life where the boundaries of the kingdom of God still have not been firmly established. I fight those battles every day. What about you? Perhaps today in your journal you can map out a few areas that you'd like to ask God to help you take. Areas known only to you and Him. The good news is, He's been waiting for you to ask. He's ready to go to war on those areas with you. There will be blood. It will be a fight. But like all fights worth fighting, the peace on the other side is worth the grit and determination. Read Joshua chapter 13 today, and as you do, be encouraged that God's not done taking all of you.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.